BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live on the Odyssey app. Free for your phone. Podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. Don't forget, registration for Bar Bingo at 9 o'clock this morning. More details on that in a few. Powerball grows. Keeps growing. Bigger and bigger and bigger. $1.3 billion.
Yeah, that's quite a haul.
Sheesh.
I'd like to have that if you know what I mean.
No. I'd be hard to live with.
Yeah.
If I won that kind of money, well, I'd be really difficult to live with. I mean, I'm already hard to live with.
That's what I was going to say. Like, you're not exactly, you know.
It would be hard.
Did you ever find out if it was a funeral or a wedding?
It was a wedding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, one of the two. I knew it was something important.
Yeah.
Monumental. So
it was a wedding. Okay.
My wife went out of town for the weekend. Well, she went out for one day, just one day. Okay. But it was the perfect day. It was a Saturday. And it was football Saturday. And it was football time in Tennessee. And BJ got to watch the game.
And I said, "Where is she going?" And he's like, "I don't know. Either a funeral or a wedding." I'm like, "You don't know? Well, she told me, but I didn't really hear her."
50-50 shot.
And he's like, "I'm not going to ask her because then she'll say, 'You don't ever listen.'"
Yeah, you don't ever listen. I hear it all the time. I mean, I don't hear it. Well, I do hear it.
Yeah, I got you.
You got me, right? Yeah. All right, a flight from Colorado to Houston. And I guess all hell broke loose. Turbulence. People flying around the cabin. Keep your seatbelt on, okay? It's really simple. People crashing into the ceiling. Here's the story.
We hit really, really bad turbulence.
Gretchen Gilliam recorded this video Thursday, moments after the flight hit turbulence while flying from Aspen, Colorado to Houston.
All of a sudden, it came out of nowhere. It was the biggest turbulence I've ever seen. Turbulent. Someone in front of me flew up and hit the ceiling three times, and it was a grown man. And I could tell the person in front of me was hurt, but there really wasn't anything we could do at that time because we had to stay in our seat.
SkyWest 5971, the medical people we're calling would like to know if the injuries were from the turbulence and if they are on oxygen.
The passenger is not on oxygen. We will need a stretcher, and I know that there is bleeding as well.
I think that lady's from Texas.
I've never experienced any big turbulent
big
like that.
Turbulent problem.
Well, so especially with those small commuter jets, you got to keep your seatbelt on.
Yeah,
no, and that's just a given, right?
You know, and I used to fly without the seatbelt. I don't know why I did this, but I did it for years. And now it's automatic, man. You got to stay locked in.
Especially locked those in, little ones.
Or you'll hit the ceiling.
Yeah, you will. Three times from a turbulent.
The turbulent.
So what's the
you.
Follow-up? Do we know how that patient is?
They're going to be okay. It's not life-threatening. They went to the hospital. I guess they were treated and I'm assuming released by now.
Okay.
No real casualties, you know, on this flight. But man, oh man. And again, so small planes coming out of the mountains, you're going to get the turbulent. You're going to get it.
You are going to get the turbulent.
It's going to happen to you, right?
Yep. Indeed.
All right. Again, Bar Bingo, 9 o'clock this morning. The website you have to go to, it's the only place you can get registered. Alice1059.com.
And it's Friday night, and we're very excited because it's Friday night. That means we get to stay up later.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's not a school night.
I know,
for
it's
us.
Not a school night.
No. Every Bar Bingo we've done is either a Wednesday or Thursday, right?
Right, yeah.
I think we've done Friday maybe one time.
Mm-hmm. And this time we're moving
years.
It even to 7 to 9. Too,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So I think it's going to be pretty cool.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be packed, too. Alice1059.com. Remember that website? You'll go there at 9 o'clock to get registered. So. Good luck.
BJ and Jamie.
So I was watching the Buffaloes. They were playing on Friday night after we left here on Friday.
Oh, by the way, people are upset that we didn't mention CSU, the Rams.
Yeah.
They won.
Well, they got their butts kicked, too.
No, they lost, yeah.
Oh, they did? They said they won.
That person has no idea what they were talking about.
Oh, okay.
They got drilled.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they lost like 38-21 or something like that.
What's going on, Colorado?
Yeah, they lost. But I'm watching the game on Friday. Sure enough, the Port-a-John was on the sideline.
Was it?
Yep.
For Dion?
Yeah, big old sign that said depends on it.
Yeah. It did not.
Look, yes, it did.
It did?
Yeah, they had a big depends sign on it.
On the port-a-potty?
Yes.
Look, but isn't that the opposite? Yeah. Because it depends, you poop in your pants.
Well, it's not a port-a-potty, it's a changing room.
Oh, okay.
So you go, the coach would go in there if he soiled himself.
Yeah.
He would go, that's what my mom used to call it, soiling yourself.
Uh-huh.
So if he soiled himself, he would go into this tent area, and I guess it's a changing compartment to put on new depends.
Oh, okay.
So, but I called it a port-a-john for the most part.
Understand.
But yeah, it was a big old black tent, Jamie, about the size, it was pretty good size, maybe half this room. enough to get in there and change. And then they had to take the sign down. Okay, you don't, we all know about the pens, okay? And I understand sponsorships and all that, but come on, man.
But if you're a CU football player, you don't want that out there. You know, like you're a young kid, you're 19 years old, you're like, come on, coach, don't make the, depend the national sponsor of CU Buffs.
Let's say that you're one of the star
players. Because that's going to be called the CU Butts.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, let's say you're a star player. Let's say you're a star player. And you get hit out there on the field because they have that tent also for injuries, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say you get a little woozy and you go in the wrong tent. People are going to think you went in there to change your diaper.
But really, you have a concussion.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
That's so really, they're sponsoring that tent.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The Pence has the sponsorship of the sideline, folks. Whoa. I don't know if this looks good.
Did he go in there and change at all?
No. I don't think he had a soiled diaper at any point.
They didn't point it out if he did. Yeah.
Wow. He should have with the way they played him.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, he could have easily pooped his pants, James.
That is, that's a shame for everybody for CU. I would be like, man, this is a shame.
It is.
Yeah.
It's kind of embarrassing because that was a national televised game. And sure enough, they put the cameras on the tent.
I mean,
there it says, depends.
Right?
And I'm thinking, oh, man, that's a little embarrassing. I mean, you're supposed to be all macho, you know, college football, kickoff weekend.
Well, yeah, but think about you're 19 years old, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, no. This isn't even like a thought. Like, what? And you know, at 19, it's like still embarrassing, right? Yeah, you're like, no.
Yes, because your coach is like your dad.
Yes.
Your dad.
Now he's like your grandpa.
He's wearing diapers over there.
Oh, my God. It's so sad.
It was great. Oh. I will say this. There's a lot of big expectations for the Broncos this year.
Well, how did the Buffs look first before we move on? How'd they look?
Yeah, so-so.
Not great?
They looked good at first, and then the wheels just fell off.
How's the quarterback? Yeah,
they
solid?
Were
solid. Is he solid?
No. So-so.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so anyway, back to the
Broncos.
Yep.
The expectations are high, man.
They are, man.
We may be setting them just a little bit too high.
Why are they so high?
I don't know. I don't know. But everybody, we'll go to Spadil on this because he's a believer. And maybe he can give us that. But they're saying, you know, out of 17 games, Jamie, they play, people are predicting 12 wins by the Broncos. I don't know about that.
Wow, 12?
12
okay.
out of 17.
Sean Payton himself actually said that he thinks they can make it all the way to the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah. I don't know.
You gotta believe. Come on.
Well, we haven't seen a real play yet. Exactly. We'll see that this weekend.
It'd be a big jump from last year, though.
Well, a lot of people think that he's just gonna keep Bo Nix. I mean, is gonna keep getting better like he was last year. Like he had a slow start right at the beginning of the year, and then he was really good at the end. Right. And they think that that's just gonna kind of keep trending.
Super Bowl.
Is it weird that I have ice in my crotch?
No, not really. I know you.
Okay. Just checking.
BJ and Jamie.
Got a public service announcement if you want it.
Oh, sure. Love it.
We're kind of obligated to do that as a radio station, right?
Yeah.
For the public.
Yep.
You know, it's Gardens is hiring. They're hiring for Fright Fest.
Oh, they are?
Yep. If you've got a lazy eye, jacked up teeth, or a broken nose, something like that, you could probably qualify to be a spook this year.
Is that what it said?
Spooky.
Is that what it's?
Well, no, I added the jacked up stuff on there. Right. But I got a feeling that would help your chances of being hired.
Well,
you know,
probably would.
They're paying pretty well to be a part of this.
As long as we're talking about this weird, I'm looking at people's regrets over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know how you have big plans for the weekend?
Sometimes, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it just becomes regrets. All these people are on the internet complaining about, you know that Yellowstone place? Or it used to be Yogi Bear something. It's the camping along the freeway, I-25.
Yeah.
Somebody posted this. Yellowstone. It's that big campground. You guys know it. It's right by Monument, on your way to Monument or on your way back from Monument. And it's right along the freeway, which I just don't get why people want to camp along the I-25.
You just got cars zooming right by.
Exactly.
It's like you're not in the middle of the
You would think
the
get off the beaten path for
right?
sure.
Yeah,
you know,
especially
you don't wanna...
in Colorado. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I guess a lot of people don't really know that it's right on the freeway when they book it from out of town.
Yeah.
So they have no idea that they drove all the way from Kansas to camp in Colorado and they're along I-25. So a lot of people are upset about that. But the best one was it's somebody who wrote Jellystone, 90% PP and 10% regret. Because in the pool,
pee-pee.
They're pretty sure the pool is full of pee-pee.
It's called Jellystone?
Yeah. Okay. Have you seen it along there?
No.
Oh, you've never seen it?
I've passed through that area. I've just never noticed.
It's gigantic.
It's massive.
It is so crazy. And they're overhead. Somebody took a drone and took overhead pictures. I mean, it is just campers just jammed
in
there.
And it's always packed.
It is packed.
Why? But that just seems like a weird place to go camping.
I know. I-25.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
I know. It's weird.
You know, that's like parking in a Walmart parking lot.
The only thing I can figure is like maybe if people have gigantic fifth wheels or whatever and they don't know how to park them.
Or stop over.
Yeah. And it's,
yeah, maybe you're headed to Arizona or something.
It's just an easy pull through.
And it's very easy to pull in there, plug in, and spend the night and hit the road, right?
Right. And so, and I will tell you, sometimes, listen, I have a kid. I know like kids can be annoying, but man, I was swimming laps in the swimming pool, and I know it's Labor Day, and I know everybody's enjoying the pool, but it had the rope that was roped off for just a lap pool. Oh, my God, those kids were pretending like it was a balance beam. It was making me crazy because they were falling off into my lane, and I'm just trying to swim laps. I'm like thinking in my head, oh, my God, would you people get your kid out of my lap? It's like, this is my lane. It's, I mean, it's an adult. It's like for adults that want to swim laps, and they're doing balance beam. Yeah. I've turned into old lady that's bitchy.
What is it? Get off my lawn. Get off my lawn, kids. Get out of my pool. Stupid thing.
But, you know, some people had, I guess the hot air balloon thing? I guess like the traffic was a nightmare.
The Colorado Springs liftoff, yeah.
But I guess it was really fun, but a lot of people were complaining about.
It did look amazing.
It did look amazing.
Yeah. I don't think there's any major event anymore you can't go to or that you go to that you don't have a traffic problem.
I agree.
Okay, yeah. It doesn't matter where it's at.
Yeah.
A ball game here, down to the balloons, wherever you go, doesn't matter. Lots of people in this area, so it's all packed.
But
in.
And then you were saying last night at 10 p.m., I-70 was like closed down.
Yeah, they showed it on the news, and it was bumper to bumper. Now, said there was maybe a lane closure, but man, it looked like everyone just waited to the last minute to come back from the
We
mountains.
Waited pretty late, I will tell you. We left at like 6, but we must have missed it.
Yeah.
It was pretty easy.
But people that get up and leave at like 7 a.m. to miss the traffic, it's almost like you mess up your holiday weekend, you know? So you want to wait till late in the day, but everybody waits till late in the day, and now you got a problem.
Same thing.
Can't we all just get along,
right?
Oh, my
God, yeah. But, you know,
it was a great weekend.
You have great expectations of this weekend, and then, I don't know, you get a flat tire or something. I saw like two people pulling campers, and they both had flat tires. I was like, oh, that just sucks, man.
That's why it pays to run over to American Furniture Warehouse and get yourself a recliner. And just stay at home on the weekend.
Okay?
Let me tell you, it's the route to go. You don't have any of these problems. There's no pee in the pool at my house.
Nice.
We don't even have a pool.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show, live on the Odyssey app. You can get the podcast. Anything you miss on the program, you can go there and get it after the program today, sometime after 10 o'clock, the Odyssey app. It's a free app. All right, coming up in about, 22 minutes. We're going to open up the registration for Bar Bingo. Let's quickly go through everything happening a week from this Friday.
Yeah, so it's going to be Friday, like he said, September 12th, and we're doing it at a different time this time. It's 7 to 9. It'll be at Tom's Watch Bar. That's in McGregor Square. So that's also a new venue for us.
Yeah, sure is.
Yeah, so that's going to be awesome. And we're going to open up the registration at 9 a.m. at alice1059.com.
The prizes, the list goes on and on and on. $100 gift cards at King Supers. Lodge Casino overnight stay. Stay in buffet. Ooh, that's pretty
that
nice.
Is
always
nice.
Good.
Benson Boone Flyaway to Los, where's it going? Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City, right?
And that's his hometown.
Yep. So Benson Boone plus a lot of prizes. The list just goes on and on. We have those to give away. Hopefully, BJ and Jamie tote bags. Ah. Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
That's going to be
big. Is that happening?
Yeah. Well, it's in the works from what I hear.
In the works.
We'll keep you updated because a lot of people are asking about that.
Yeah.
We'll keep you updated on that. Don't forget, coming up in about 21 minutes from now, go to alice1059.com. That's alice1059.com.
It's free.
It's the only place. The only place you can go to get registered.
And remember, it is free.
And I think, it's free.
Yeah.
And I think you can register you and four friends or five friends, something like that.
I don't think we've ever had a number, have we?
Yeah, we put a limit on it time. Oh, yeah, remember we had some Yahoos
that
tried
Yahoos.
To sabotage us?
Yeah.
And they would call up and do like 18 friends on nobody would show up.
Yeah, that's true. I
like, okay, this table's empty. We don't need this anymore. So, yeah, I think they put a limit on it at one time. I don't know if it's still there or not, but go sign up, Alice1059.com. Registration opens up in just over 20 minutes. Okay? Be there.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.